The Coivic Pod on Off the Ball.
Like you said there with Grace Clinton, like if the club is serious about the women's team, you get players like that nailed down as soon as you can, because you can see the impact that she has on the team.
Subscribe to the Coivic Pod on the Off the Ball app now.
Off the Ball Daily.
Well, I'm delighted to be joined now by KPMG ambassador and professional golfer Leona Maguire as KPMG launched their research celebrating an inspiring year for women's sport in Ireland. The study underscores the significant societal impact of female athletes, with a remarkable 92% agreeing that female sports stars have a positive impact on Irish society. Well, Leona, it's great to get a chance to speak. I hope you're keeping well.
Yeah, good. Nice to be able to sit down and relax a little bit after a hectic year, but nice to reflect on 2024 and look ahead to 2025.
Yeah, it's definitely been a busy year and Christmas just around the corner. What does Christmas look like for you?
Yeah, I always enjoy Christmas. It's nice to get home to everybody in Cavan and catch up with everybody, see a lot of people that I haven't seen throughout the year, and just take a little bit of time to sort of pause and reset and sort of evaluate how everything went, enjoy some of the high points, and yeah, nice to be surrounded by friends and family that I don't get to see. We travel so much, it's nice to sleep in my own bed for more than a few nights in a row. And Granny will be 98 on New Year's Day, so that's always a big celebration in our house. And yeah, it's always a nice time of year.
Oh, wow. And she's such a big supporter of you as well.
Yeah, I mean, nice to see her, and she just be following along sort of on her. We've got her an iPad now, so she just be following along on sort of Facebook and Instagram, and she'll go read through all the articles and see where the people are commenting from, and keep tabs on not just me but all the grandchildren. And I suppose she had Ross, my other cousin, in Paris this year in the rowing as well. So it was a busy year for her cheering both of us on.
Yeah, so much talent in one family. It's amazing to see. And when you think of the impact of female athletes, just say in Ireland, it's been quite the year, really, when you look at the success across the board and at the Olympics, All-Irelands, everything that you bring into it. There's been a lot of success for female athletes.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it seems like every year it just seems to be getting better and better. I think the really cool thing is it's across such a wide range of sports as well. I mean, if Kelly and Katie in the boxing, but then you have Mona and Ellen and the girls in the pool, and then you have Rashida and all the girls doing what they're doing on the track, and obviously soccer's growing, GA is obviously going from strength to strength, and yeah, you've so much going on. So it's no matter what sport you're interested in, I think there's something for young girls to look up to, and boys as well. And yeah, I think it's, for as an Irish person, I mean, just as a sports fan in general, it's nice for me to be cheering on everybody and seeing how well everybody's doing, and yeah, fantastic to see.
It's amazing. And for yourself then, for 2024, how would you sum it up overall?
Yeah, I mean, it was a bit of a mixed year on the course for me. Obviously, the highlight coming in London, getting my first win on the European Tour and first Irish win out there was obviously a big goal for a while. So nice to get that one ticked off. And yeah, I mean, nearly beating Ellie in Vegas in the match with that, obviously would have been quite a high point. But overall, a fairly consistent year, maybe not quite as consistently high as I would have liked, but a lot of learnings and still a lot of positives to take out of the year.
That may be one of the toughest things with professional golf, that you, I suppose, have to have this ability to endure the highs and the lows.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose we play a sport where no matter if you are at that very top level, you still lose more than you win. And I think, I suppose, a year like this will make me appreciate maybe next year, if next year goes better, that bit more. And you do really have to enjoy those wins, even if there are only small wins when they come along, and not get too disheartened when things aren't going your way. And I suppose golf has a way of keeping you very humble, but at the same time, you're always trying to get that little bit better and fine tune things. So still enjoying it just as much as I always have, and looking forward to all the opportunities in 25.
And when you think back at the learnings of 2024, what in particular do you think you've maybe learned from, or you're going to take into 25?
Yeah, I think I have to maybe pace myself a bit better. Tried to do too much sort of in the last 2 years and ran out of steam a little bit. And then there's just a few things in my game to kind of fine tune and make a few tweaks in the next few weeks heading into next season, tidy up my driver off the tee a bit, and a few things with my putting as well. So Yeah, overall, no major surgery required, which is always a good thing in the off season. But yeah, just all the time trying to get that little bit better and a little bit better, and tweaked a few things last year, didn't quite work out. But yeah, moving on to 25, but in quite a good spot.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's all about those learnings. When you look back at, say, in particular, the Solheim Cup and the frustrations that you had around that and the role that you played for Team Europe, how do you look on all of that now?
Yeah, I mean, it would be nice to be sitting around sort of Christmas dinner and have a third Solheim Cup on the mantelpiece, but I suppose it wasn't meant to be. And we ran into an incredibly strong American team, arguably one of the strongest they've had in quite a while. And four in a row was never going to be easy. It hasn't been done for a reason. And we got close. We sort of dug ourselves into too big of a hole over the first 2 days. And we put in one hell of a run on Sunday, and it was nice for me to sort of finish off the week on a high. To get my singles point. But yeah, I mean, it's one of those things you can look back in hindsight and say we should have done this, we should have done that, but ultimately you're trying to do what the very best you can for the team, and I felt like I did the best I could with the opportunity that I was given, and I suppose it only fuels the fire further for 2 years' time in the Netherlands.
Feature in the two sessions. I know, you played five matches in each of the previous two contests. Was it tough to take not have been involved as much as you would have liked?
I think that's the thing everybody says about a Solheim Cup or a Ryder Cup. Once you're involved once, you want to be involved in the next one and the next one. And for me, I'm not the loudest in the room. I'm not someone that's going to be voicing my opinion a lot. I've always felt the most valuable contribution I can make is on the golf course. And it was a very different position to be in this time, not being able to do that. But ultimately, that's what Suzanne as captain and her backroom team felt was for the benefit of the team, and ultimately I'd have sat out every session if it meant we could have won. That's all you want to do. You want to win. Pride takes over that week, and you'll do whatever it takes to help the team. And yeah, that was her choice, and I respected that. And ultimately we'd have liked the outcome to be better. But yeah, hats off to Stacey and her team. They were the better team, and they played the better golf, and we'll try and bring the cup back this side of the Atlantic next time we get the chance.
I'm sure when things like that happen in sport, when you want to be out there, you want to be doing your best, you want to be involved as much as possible, and you have this competitive edge that we all know that you have, it's tough to have those moments. Did you have that conversation with Suzanne and I suppose hash it out a bit?
Yeah, I mean, we both get along very well. There's no animosity, there's no bad blood there. She knows where I stand. I know where she stands. She made her choice as captain, and that's ultimately what a captain has to do. And we're on very good terms. We've had chats afterwards, and she's wished me all the best in future Solheims, and she'll be cheering for me, I know. And she was always one of my heroes growing up, and that hasn't changed. I still have a lot of respect for her. So ultimately, everybody that was involved tried to do the best they could for the team, and it didn't work out. And it's very easy for the hurlers on the ditch to say you should have done this, you should have done that. And yeah, ultimately it wasn't to be. And yeah, who knows, who knows. But did what I could, like I said, with the chance I was given. And it's still one of my favorite events. I love playing in the Solheim Cup. We don't get to do it very often as golfers, to play as part of a team, and it really is a special week. And once you play one, you want to be part of the rest of them for the rest of your career, as long as you can.
And when you think about your career overall, I think it was about 5 years ago that you secured your LPGA playing rights for the first time. It's been quite a journey.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's been a quick 5 years, I suppose, with COVID in the middle of it. It was a bit of a weird one, but no, I mean, I've accomplished a lot so far. Still plenty more to do, and I suppose that's the nice thing heading into my sixth year on the LPGA. Still excited for the year ahead, and there's still a lot of goals and things I want to accomplish. So still every day is a school day and all of that. So I suppose I'm very fortunate to have a job that I look forward to going to every year, and very lucky to get to be able to travel the world and do what I do, and also I have a fantastic team around me as well that support me, and whether it goes well or whether it doesn't. And they're a big part of this journey. They're all the team behind me, my sponsors, everybody. So yeah, I suppose that's the thing, reflecting on the year, very grateful to still be in the position that I'm in.
Yeah, and I'm sure with being on tour as well, there's loads of positives and negatives that come with it. Do you enjoy being on tour?
Yeah, I mean it's somewhat of a traveling circus, we call it, I suppose. We're in a different country or a different city every week. There's a lot of travel, but at the same time there's a lot of the girls I've known since we've been 12, 13 years old, and made some very great friends out there, and a lot of laughs and a lot of great memories, in the good times and the bad. So, wouldn't change it for the world.
And there's been some unbelievable moments for your parents and your family as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose I think that's the power of sport, isn't it? Not just for me, but for any athlete is the joy that it brings to so many other people, whether you know them or whether you don't. And I think for us as athletes, we get caught up a lot of the time in competing, and you're so competitive and so focused. It's sometimes you maybe don't enjoy it as much as you would if you took a step back, but at the same time you need to do that to be able to compete. So it's nice to see so much joy on people's faces, whether that's at a Solheim Cup or wherever it is, or if it's at the Olympics, or that's the fun thing I think for me at the Irish Open as well, and seeing so many kids excited to get pictures or autographs or golf balls or whatever it is. It doesn't seem that long ago since I was one of those 12, 13 years old going to Irish Opens doing the same. So it's still a little bit surreal. I don't think you ever quite get used to that. But yeah, I think that's obviously the power of sport, and lucky to be a part of that.
Yeah, the impact has been incredible. It really has. I'm going to put you on the spot here now. What has been your own sporting moment of the year? Maybe away from golf, watching in yourself as a fan. What was your own sporting moment of the year?
That's a good question. I was very happy for Ciara McGeoghegan to see her win her European gold. I think she's been through an awful lot. Ciara's incredibly humble and incredibly hardworking. I know Paris didn't quite work out for her the way she hoped, but it was fantastic to see her get that medal on that global of a stage and join Sonia and sort of the history books there. And obviously, I mean, all the gold medals in Paris were very special as well. Obviously, Reese breaking through, and Dan in the pool, and Mona and her bronze medal, and Kelly getting her second gold. But yeah, I think Kira's stands out a little bit. That gold medal in Rome was quite special.
It really was, yeah. I think it's definitely a moment for me this year. I'll not forget. Well deserved as well. Well, brilliant, Leona. I know you have loads of other interviews to get to, so thanks so much for your time and the very best of luck for 2025.
Thanks, Ashley. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Off the ball daily.